Now, obviously, we have no desire to give credibility to this sort of tripe. Nevertheless, we've got to ask ourselves, is this merely an isolated anti-Mahler, anti-Semitic rant, or is there some musical relevance to Herr Lewis's otherwise ethnist twaddle? Listen, let me answer a question with another question. Why do we find Mahler's music so unbelievably moving? Glorious, tragic, soul-searing, make us laugh and weep uncontrollably, tear out our hearts and stomp on them, moving. So utterly composure-destroying, so in our faces, so modern, indeed incredibly contemporary, here at the onset of the 21st century, 100 years after it was composed? Might I suggest that in its angst, in its uncontrollable extroversion, optimism, and pessimism, in its overwhelming power and often schizophrenic emotional progressions? Well, I would suggest that Mahler's music speaks directly to us today, that in our postmodern technocracy, videocracy, this music is as expressively relevant to us here today, perhaps even more relevant than it was to its original audience back in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Please, music in our ears. The conclusion, the joyful, ecstatic, over-the-top conclusion of Mahler's Symphony No. 1 of 1888. As we will observe over the course of this biography, Mahler's music is music of constant, almost obsessive melodic activity, of extraordinary, often grotesque juxtapositions of moods, tragedy, humor, farce, irony, kind of like real life, really, music of sudden, unexpected explosions of joy, despair, and rage, which disappear as quickly as they came. Strutting march music heard back to back with Viennese love music, so schmaltzy that is filled with chicken fat, that we can actually feel our arteries clogging while we listen to it. And always a pure, crystalline, overwhelming passion that seems to leap, really erupt, from Mahler's musical chest like the alien from John Hurt. Unbidden, sometimes unwelcome, often untempered by any emotional restraint or control. Please, the angst-filled opening of the second movement of Mahler's Symphony No. 5 of 1902. Thank you.